For Zimbabwe's president, Robert Mugabe, 2015 can be described as a great year. Highlights include hosting several high-level international delegations to Zimbabwe, including Chinese leader Xi Jinping, being recipient of the controversial Confucius Peace Prize, which he rejected, and of course, chairman of both the African Union and the Southern African Development Community, SADC, responsibilities that took him out of the country a lot. But for many of the country's citizens, the year was not so great. Increasing unemployment turned many into harassed street vendors. Demolitions of illegal structures displaced hundreds. Food shortages subjected many to hunger, and the final straw, delayed salaries and bonuses, left many destitute and desperate. But in the nation's streets, peace and calm. Hardly the signs of the public outrage displayed even in neighboring South Africa, where senior consultant Piers Ashley Pigou of the International Crisis Group is based. He says while South Africans who endured apartheid admire their neighbors' silent resilience and adaptation to the harsh realities, many are puzzled.
South Africans look at what Zimbabweans have had to endure and they scratch their head. They do not understand why Zimbabweans are taking this.
London-based political analyst Clifford Mashiri also finds this curious.
Civil servants, they have no pay. They are told you'll be paid in January. You finish the whole of December, you know, without pay. And even when that pay comes, there is a deduction you don't understand. That's for the teachers. Others are still in a limbo. And the rest of the economy is, you know, right on its knees. And people don't act. They just promised the president, we are going to strike next year if you continue doing this.
The internationally recognized firebrand activist Jenny Williams of the Women of Zimbabwe Arise, or WOZA, says the absence of public outcry is the strength and yet weakness of many Zimbabweans.
We are very peace-loving, very calm, and try to be as laid back as possible. On the other hand, I do feel that years of colonialism and then of dictatorship has made people still have this attitude that someone is going to come and fix it for them.
Calm and peaceful as Zimbabweans may seem, Director Pedzisai Ruhanya of the Zimbabwe Democracy Institute says this should not be mistaken for acceptance or resignation of the situation.
Yes, Zimbabweans are very angry. The problem is that their anger is not being mobilized, their anger is not leadership, their anger is not being organized. And is not being directed to ask the government to address the problems that people are suffering.
With so much going wrong for so many in the country, from shortages of cash to buy even the most basic of commodities, power and water cuts that have many planning their lives in advance, Pigou says many are stuck in the moment.
Waiting and also very much and for a number of years now in a situation of survival and survival tactics. And part of that has translated into not forcefully taking up any kind of oppositional position against the ruling party, ZANU-PF.
Add to the mix, Pigou says, ZANU-PF's seemingly triumphant 2013 election victory over the opposition Movement for Democratic Change took much of the regional and international spotlight away from Zimbabwe, leaving citizens feeling they're on their own.
Since the elections of 2013, the SADC region has effectively gone to sleep on Zimbabwe, thinking that it has somehow resolved the fundamental problems that led, of course, into the disaster of the 2008 economic decline, and then, of course, the violence that led to the government of national unity in 2008. None of these issues, the fundamental causes of these problems, have been resolved.
Another possibility, offers Williams, is that of paralysis from frustration of empty and broken promises. But Williams says the build-up is starting to rip at the seams.
There's been so many broken promises. It's just horrific. And how many more broken promises are we going to put up with as a nation? For how much longer are we just going to keep smiling and smiling?
So, left to Zimbabweans to bring the change they desire so desperately, what seems to be the holdup? Analysts say it comes down to two things: lack of clear leadership and fear of the ruling ZANU-PF party. Tune in tomorrow for their take on this. For Studio 7 from Washington, this is Ndimyake Mwakalielie.